Meghan Markle to join Prince Harry for special UN keynote address. By Simon Kent on July 12, 2022. Meghan Markle will join Prince Harry next Monday in New York City when he gives a keynote address before the United Nations General Assembly. The pair will travel from their 9-bedroom, 16-bathroom mansion in Montecito, California, for the event, which has been timed to coincide with Nelson Mandela Day. Prince Harry is expected to use the public platform to lecture the world on the corrupting influences of ill-gotten power, wealth and privilege as he has in the past. It will be the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's first official appearance together since the Queen's Platinum Jubilee was celebrated last month. They last visited the UN General Assembly in September 2021 but did not take part in the speeches in the Assembly Hall, as Breitbart News reported. On that occasion, the royals spoke with Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed. All three appeared later at the Global Citizen Live concert in New York's Central Park. "It was a lovely meeting," Meghan said at the time as the couple left the UN headquarters. The globalist body in turn commended the couple's efforts to promote vaccine equity and hailed priorities they boast, including climate, women's economic empowerment, youth engagement, defeating corruption, and mental health, AP reports. The two were transported around NYC for the day in a fleet of three SUVs that carried them from their accommodation at the luxury Carlyle Hotel on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Next week will be more engaging for the pair, as a UN spokesman confirmed to the Daily Mail. The South African mission has confirmed the participation of the Duke and the Duchess at Monday's commemoration. The former Meghan Markle has been involved with the UN Women's Agency, becoming an advocate for political participation and leadership several years ago. In 2015, the then Suits star delivered a lecture at the globalist organization in her role as an advocate for women's political participation and leadership. "It is said that girls with dreams become women with vision," she said in her concluding statements. "May we empower each other to carry out such vision, because it isn't enough to simply talk about equality. One must believe in it. And it isn't enough to simply believe in it. One must work at it. Let us work at it. Together. Starting now." Harry visited the children's agency UNICEF in New York in 2010. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.